This episode contains adult content. Listener discretion is advised. All right. Well, you guys got your short rest. The magical alarm clock goes off. What do you do next?
Now, what does the alarm clock sound like when it goes off?
Oh, let's say, it goes, how would it go? You know, I don't know. I was trying to think of like, first thing that popped into my head was like a Disney thing, you know, like ring-a-ting-a-ding-ding, something like that. But no, it's probably just a light tinging, like ting, ting.
It's magic.
It's not like those.
Maybe it's something different for each of us.
There you go.
Ooh, it's a bag of treats. I hear a bag of treats.
Yeah, yes. Or like it like gives off the scent of catnip, and like that wakes you up.
I don't know if he wants catnip right away. Bing, let's go.
slaps me in the face. I feel like I get like a slap in the face. That's how the magical alarm clock works for me.
Nice. It's mage hand. It just
floats away. Yes.
I'm currently doing zoomies around the room because I want to know where my treats are. Bouncing off the walls, I pull the fucking curtains down.
Betrayed by the magical alarm clock.
The maid comes in after you guys are gone. What's with all these fucking scratches along the wood here?
Oh, there was a
pushed everything on the floor.
A sheet. My daughter's playing Skyrim right now. Not right now, but I was sizzling. It's not a Khajiit. You're not a Khajiit.
Nice.
I do laugh when you don't have coin to pay for your wares, though.
Yeah. Nice. As you should. As well you should.
Okay, we're doing it. We're playing D&D, guys.
We're definitely playing D&D.
Oh, what time is it? It looks like it's Jorfin time.
Yes.
Okay, I'm definitely making a Mighty Morphin like song. It's gonna be it's Jorfin time. It's happening.
Mighty Jorfin Power Rangers. Great. Right.
So what's the plan? I would imagine after the excitement for today, they may perhaps have if not strengthened the guard, will at least be more on guard.
Right. Well, I'll go as something different, but we should definitely going to be using an invisibility to get back in. I mean, we know we're exactly where we have to meet him. We have cover of darkness, and I know there was a reason why we were going to see Jorfin. I know there was. It had something to do with what was going on, right? Is that correct? Because before, he was going to help me get you out of the dagger, but now you're out of the dagger, but we were going to see him anyway. So now I'm just trying to remember why we were going to see him in the first place. Sort of like half, like one leg in character and one leg out of character.
Yes, I see. Well, it has been, there's been a lot going on. We
were trapped in a maze.
They set on fire. Very unsporting.
Right. I mean, shit is off the rails at this point.
Well, I mean, Jorfin could help to give us the lay of the land, let us know what's been happening here. He does work at the library, so perhaps he will be able to provide us with some historical background.
Right. Some insight. Maybe, help us with our next move.
Yes. There may be quite a bit of exposition when we meet with him.
Yes. Lots of info dumping, if you will.
Yes. So I guess as we get closer, we should get... Can you get both of us? Because I can also turn myself invisible. Or perhaps we should maybe head around back and climb the wall. You know, the wall wasn't there before. That's new. That's all new.
A creature... See, okay. So now that I'm reading this, a creature I touch, I can turn you invisible or I can turn me invisible. Book? I'm looking at in my own mind. I'm looking into my mind spell book. I'm pretty sure I can only keep one of us invisible at a time. That might be something that was overlooked before. But I can, because it's out of character. It's concentration up to 1 hour. A creature I touch becomes invisible. So I'm pretty sure I can't touch you
and turn you invisible and then turn me invisible. That's like, that'd be like breaking concentration, right? That makes sense.
What if
when you cast this spell using a spell slot of third level or higher, you can target one additional creature. So never mind. Nope. Has to be third level or higher. I don't have that yet. So never mind. I've said nothing.
What if we link arms? What if I ride on your shoulders? Would we then not be one creature?
That'd be great. You're like a super tall cat person. Yes.
We get a large overcoat. No.
That could work.
Something different.
That could totally work. Or one of us could be invisible and sneak over the wall and make a distraction, drawing the guards away. I think we should probably see what's going on. Let's just head there. And now, do you not have invisibility?
I do, but because despite the world-shattering cosmic nature of my powers, my class is stupid and I only get 2 spells to cast per day.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, that is
a problem. I have a series of cantrips, though, which are can be useful. Not as useful, maybe, as invisibility, but I do have it as well.
All right. Well, it's there. It's there if we need it, but maybe some reconnaissance would do us some good here.
Yes. Yes. Let's go look at it and see what it looks like.
Yes. All right. So we eat the heartiest of, well, no, it's the middle of the night. Yeah. So I think we're slinking off in the middle of the night back to the school.
And we do it. We agree. So we do it.
We agree. So we do it.
Okay. So you go back to the school and people listening to this won't know, but we have not been together for about a month now. So they might, our heroes might not remember that the school only has one way in and one way out, which is the gate, the front gate. And it's surrounded by walls all around it. So you either need to find your way through the gate or over the walls, which are pretty tall. But that doesn't, would that stop you? I think not.
Absolutely not. I have claws. I can just climb.
Yeah, he can totally climb.
Bye, Soot.
I'll just turn invisible. I'll cast invisibility upon myself, and I will slink past the guards unnoticed.
Okay, so one of you is Beast, the other is Nightcrawler, and you make it.
Hell yeah. Just
kidding. Sorry.
Nice. We did it.
Totally did it.
Can't take it back. You said it.
Yeah, you did say it.
So I think then, what does the street look like? Is there anybody out? Is it everything dark? Do they have like magical gas lamps? Like what are we looking at when we leave? Because I think that would dictate our course of action.
Sorry, children are being loud. Okay. Yeah. So there are, So you guessed it. There are magical lamps all around the castle walls. The front gate is lit up completely. There are 2 guards within sight in front of the gate. And as far as being able to see what's inside, you can't tell because the gate is covered in darkness. You can, I don't have to have you roll for it. You can clearly see that something is going on with, there's a spell cast upon it.
And the walls were like 10 feet. Is that what you said last time?
Yeah, I think so.
There's only one gate. Do they have towers or is it just the gate? And then just complete walls.
There's the one tower towards the back of the school, and that's the tower that you blew up.
But I'm saying there's no towers on the wall, so it's not like gate, tower, wall, nope. Towers, nope. Wall.
There's, tower. Yeah, it's not like those fantasy movies that you see where like every corner has a tower and they're peeking down with crossbows. No, nothing like that.
I still got that potion of. Did I get that potion of vertical speed? Did we do that? I don't remember now if we did that in the maze or if we didn't. No, if we had that doubles my jumping.
Oh, so, I think you tried to use that in the maze and you failed.
Okay, then I'm gonna get rid
something
of that.
Bad happened.
I'm going to delete you. Okay, now it's gone. I'll never think about it again. Good. Okay. Shit. So there's the inky blackness covering the gate.
Yeah, because the gate at some point was like kind of a thick glass that you could see through, and now you can't see anything.
Okay, so it may be easier if the gate is closed, which I guess makes sense since they put the wall up. We should circle around to the rear and perhaps scale the wall. I could climb up, perhaps lower a rope, help to pull
I
you
do
up.
Have some rope, yes.
There may... It is a wizard school after all, so they may have a warding on the walls, on the structure itself. I don't know who would be foolish enough to try to enter at this point, especially with everything that's been happening. But perhaps we could cast about to see if the wall gives off any magical aura once we're in place.
Yes, let's slink about and see if we can and see what we may see.
So I assume there's no one around if it's like 11:30, or are there still people out? Like, you know, it's like the inn still serving, you know, the people out and around.
No, as far as you can tell, the guards at the gate are the only people that you can see at the moment.
But anybody else in town, or are we like the only ones outside?
In around the school, it feels like it's it's deserted.
Okay. I think
why don't you guys roll me a
here it comes
perception.
There it is.
Because that's all we do here.
Nope. 7 plus 2, 9.
I rolled an 18 plus 2, 20.
30, 20. Okay. So, Black Claws, you feel like there's more to what's going on than meets the eye. With the gate being completely covered in black, not known to you spell, and how quiet it is, something seems off.
Okay. I think that I would suggest that we take a very wide berth around the school. Try to stay, you know, in the shadows, in between the buildings. You know, we don't know what their situation is as far as how they may have wards set up or alarms or whatever, and make our way loop around to the backside. And then I would like to make an arcana check.
Mm-hmm. I would love you to do that.
I would love to do it. I don't know if I'll be successful at it, though. Ooh, that's a 9, buddy.
Oh, okay. So yeah, so you're kind of looking and like you still have this nagging feeling in the back of your head like something's amiss, but for some reason you're just and you concentrate, and I think it's the eerie stillness of what's going around the school is it kind of it distracts you from what you're trying to accomplish, and you don't really understand what's going on.
So then I just say, there's magic all around. There is
magic all around us. Yes.
Surrounds us and binds us. And no, that's binds a different us thing.
Together. It goes in and out of us, through us. It's a magical world. I grab my shoulders. It's a magical world. And you are one of the world's most magicalist creatures. You can do this, Black Law.
And I'm going to tick off a, you have bardic inspiration as I go with you on that magical journey of acknowledging that the world is magical and that you are one of the world's most magical creatures.
But you see, I have already made the roll and thus cannot roll again.
It's for a future roll.
I guess I will bank that. I will stick it in my cloak pocket.
Bank it. Bank it.
Pass me the rope. If you think it is going to be okay,
just going to remove the rope from my inventory, thus signifying that it is now in your inventory.
I will add it to my inventory.
The transaction is complete.
And this episode will be called Fourth Wall. What is it?
We are living within the fourth wall. It is one of the walls.
I mean, I look up and down the street. I back up and I like look up at the wall and I cautiously approach and I just put one paw against the wall.
Roll me a wow.
This is the part I don't like.
Yeah, I know.
You get sucked into the wall and you battle a wall demon in a wall demon.
Fuck! Shit! What if I stab it with a demon dagger?
Wow, I am having a brain fart.
Ooh, I just rolled a 20 on my notebook. Does that count?
Oh, yeah, I'll take it.
So, nice. Yeah, count it.
Unless it's damage and it doesn't count. I was just fucking around.
Yeah. You feel an electrical surge go through your body and you feel it knocks you back like you're going to fall down, but you steel yourself.
I'm a cat. I always land on my feet. I will never be knocked down.
Yeah. Exactly. And
but I would get up again.
Yes, you get back up again.
Exactly. Exactly.
They ain't never gonna keep get you down.
Yep. That's literally the third reference to that stupid song I've had, I think, in this month, and that's just too many.
It's an amazing song.
It is. It is. Whiskey drink, lager drink. Okay, enough of that.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. So
milk stout drink.
Mm.
Nice. So yeah, you know, and you feel like you should have been like knocked out. Luckily, you don't. Your hair kind of stands up on end, and then the feeling passes.
So up we go.
No.
Oh.
He rubs his paws together. He goes, starts like rubbing at his fur to like flatten it out. So, there's a field that I did not see. There's electricity, awarding a spell. We will not be able to climb this wall, not without a significant amount of danger to both you and I.
Okay. Well, that seems no good. Oh, well, I guess.
I look around. Is there a tree that conveniently like grows up next to the wall that I could climb and hop over?
No.
I think the GM wants us to try through the front door.
Definitely going through that front door.
Shit. I think we do a slow circuit around to see if we can't find a tree.
Check. Yeah.
Roll unless me a perception check.
I was going to say, unless it's been like clearly cut back all the way around, like a fire break kind of thing. Like, we don't want people jumping the wall. You know what I mean?
Yep.
8 + 2, 10 for my perception to find five a tree. Live.
Nice. Okay. So what were you guys doing?
Finding a tree that conveniently dips over the wall.
Kind of making a circuit around sort of like the back areas to see if there's anything. Yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah. So where did you guys start? Do you guys start in the back?
So
let's paint a metal picture.
Right. So here's the building, right? So here's the gate, right?
Yep. Gates in front.
Yep. So we came in kind of like through the right side as you're looking. Right side,
yep. Yep.
Around to the back because we're going to
You were in the back, like opposite, right in the middle. Right?
Yep.
Yep.
So anything sort of around like this now back you're going three quarters. Okay,
so you're going, are you going to go back where you came from to the right or back to the left?
So I assume we would have maybe noticed something coming in this way. So we'll continue to back the left. The other way.
Yep. Sounds good. So you.
Is that okay with you, John? Is that good?
As far as finding circumventing the wall? Absolutely. Yeah. We'll look around and then. Yeah, I'm looking at some spell options.
So you come around the corner to look to see if you can find some hanging trees that you'll be able to use as a stepping off point to jump into the school itself. And you see four guards coming toward you and they say, halt!
Shit.
In the name of the king!
In the name of the king. Oh, right.
The true king? Or the pretender king?
That's a great question.
And then we run.
Yeah, I think we do run. There's four of them? There's four guards?
There's four of them. You're running away from them?
Yeah, we're going to run away.
Like,
I mean, we could fight them?
Right, but if there's so many guards. Don't know, right? But so here's the meta question. If they don't know that the king is a pretender, and the king says, hey, there's like evil magic users, we got to fucking round them up because that's bad. Right. Then they're just doing their job. Like, is that like a Nazi argument? Like they were just doing their job. Like I don't necessarily want to kill anybody. Right.
We don't have to. We can knock them out. I've got sleep spells. I'm not interested in killing, but if we, so what we don't know is what happens if we actually defeat them. You know what I'm saying? Like then we have the black door. And also if we defeat four guards, how do we know? But all right.
So I think we start to run.
Yeah. And then right? We talk, we very anime like talk to each other in normal voices while we're running away.
Right.
To try
there's
to figure
lots
out
of like should, lines.
Yeah, all those lines. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Then we do a lot of that. And then
you do a lot, of, huh? Huh? Huh?
Meanwhile, I mean, there's like four pages of fucking translation. Yeah,
which is so much time has passed. Yeah. I
So we're running, and we could take them out. We could just knock them out. We don't need to kill them.
I suppose we could, but I have daggers. I have to stab them.
I think Sutches looks up at you and is like, I suppose you do have, right? Okay, yes. Well, I can.
You could also burn them.
I'll put some. Yeah, that you could do that too. That would be. But maybe we can engage them and you distract them. Then I'll try to put them to sleep and other thing and maybe blind them. I've got some. I have some options to maybe not have to kill them. You know.
Okay. So I just stop and I'm like, hey, asshole.
And are they chasing us for sureies?
Yes. Yep. Right. They're definitely chasing you guys.
Okay, so we agreed that I'm going to try to put them to sleep. We'll try to distract them as much as we can and then go to the front gate. Is that the plan?
So I don't think we have another choice. Unless they have keys. They might have keys.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yes, we will loot the shit out of the bodies, of course.
Yes, yes.
The alive bodies, the very alive bodies. The alive bodies. You know what? I'm going to... So if we're going into turns, I can just cast sleep. I have cast sleep as a second level spell.
So we're running together. Mm-hmm. We're having this anime conversation. I start to break off this way and just like run like a cat, right? Like run up and kind of around on the tree and then just throw myself like a maniac at the guards as they're coming back at us. Awesome. While he's getting ready to wiggle his fingers and cast sleep.
Yeah, just I want you to stay out of the sleep zone.
It's probably already too late.
Shit.
Okay. All right. Roll an attack roll for me.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, your claw.
I will attack them with sleep.
Okay. Look, just do their hit dice before you do my hit dice. We're fine. And then if I fall asleep, you just smack me. That's like an attack.
I want to see if maybe it says something like hostile creatures only. We'll see.
No. I'm not even going to add it. It's a just no. So like I run. And I kind of like half climb up the tree and then I like spin and I throw myself feet, hands, claws out and just like completely miss and land. But my back is all arched up and I kind of hop sideways at him.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. So like, yeah, you literally land like right in front of a guard and he's just like, what the fuck? You know, and he like and then you start doing the hindquarter, you know, thing with the little jumping thing. Yeah, exactly. And he's like, you have distracted him. He doesn't know what to do with that.
Fuck, is that guy? Is that guy got rabies? What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, what is happening?
Oh, shit.
All right, so I'll allow you because Black Claws has kind of distracted, I'll say all of them actually, nice. With his weird antics that you
we should play more than once a month.
I'll let cathartic. You decide if you want to cast sleep against them or not.
I am going to cast sleep on them. Right. I cast it probably I do it on a point that creates a creatures within a 20 feet of a point you choose. So if it's possible, I would try and direct it in a way so that it engulfs only them and not Black Claw. I don't know spatially if that's possible or not. But I would do it anyway, regardless, because I can literally wake him up with a slap if I need to, if it does put him to sleep. Yeah. But my guess is he has a lot higher, more hit points than they do.
Yeah, that's true. So, you know, what I will do is I will actually roll to see if you put him to sleep as well.
I have to roll.
Oh, it's based on the points. That's right. Yep, yeah, go ahead and roll it.
But if I can find a point where it only hits them, I want to do that.
Well, if I'm in front of them, you could do it behind them. Right?
Yeah, that's what I was going for. Yeah, if I cast it behind them so that it only hits them. So I'm casting it as a second level spell. So it's 5d8 and then plus 2. So 7d8s. 2 plus 5, 7, 10.
13. Are you rolling just one die?
Yes, 16.
I'm very disappointed in you.
Oh, 23. And this is the last one. Oh, 30. So 30 total hit points of I can affect. So starting with the creature that has the lowest current hit points, each creature affected by the spell falls unconscious. So it's like basically like takes off their hit points. So I don't know. The spell always seems like a waste every time I cast it.
I'm sorry. How many points do you have?
30 total points of sleepy times. Yeah.
All right. So two out of the four guards fall asleep.
Nice.
So I'm going to say that it's going to be kind of weird, but I'm going to say it's like Black Claws, then the guard that kind of he was fell in front of. And then I'm going to say the other ones are not side by side. They're almost kind of like an angle where it's just like boop, 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 you know, just kind of like going in a diagonal almost. And I'll say that the back two guards have fallen asleep. They fall to the ground.
It's sleepy time.
I'm good.
Sleepy time. We just hear a yell out of the darkness.
Yes. That's how I cast it.
Exactly. All right. I'm gonna have you guys roll for initiative.
We do it.
14.
Another bad roll. Oh, 14 for me too.
Nice. Twinsies.
Twinsies.
Right. I'm sorry. I am not a very good listener these days, apparently. So would you tell me again what you guys got?
14.
14.
14 for both of you?
Yes.
You know what? Okay. I don't think I ever fucking leveled up my attributes at fourth level.
Well, why not?
Because I'm dumb. Mostly. So at four, you get a bump. You either get a plus two or plus one, plus one. And I don't think I ever did that. Maybe I did. I don't know. I can't believe I would build a character a suboptimally. Please edit all this out.
No, I'm leaving it. You're a terrible player. I don't know why we're playing. Jeez.
I don't know. I don't know why you keep asking me to do things.
I don't either. This is weird.
I like playing with you guys.
Remind me of Garth.
I like to play.
Oh, no, I must have. Because you can't get a 16 to start. Oh, my charisma's 8. Okay, it's probably fine. It's fine.
Okay. I want you both to roll another d20 again.
We'll again?
Yep.
It's roll it double again. Initiative.
Two.
Ooh. Are we adding anything or just straight up? Seven.
Straight up. Okay. All right.
Oh, because we're tied.
You're going first, my friend.
All right. I do. I don't know. I panic. I panic and I run. No. Let me see. What does this one do? Cause a tremor. Each creature other than you in the area must make a dexterity save throw. I don't know if I like that. Maybe I'll blind or deafen one of them. That seems fun. I could cast sleep as a first level spell. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to put the other two asleep.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to cast. I don't think I'll play a caster ever again. I'm going to cast sleep again. This time it's 5d8. I won't just roll 1d8 this time. I'll grab my Midwest Resin Geek d8s that I have. I only have two? Oh, no.
Gonna need some. John, I can roll them for you. I rolled 24.
well, look at that. All right, so we got three. So here we go. There's this. So 8. So 16, and then I'm gonna roll two more. 21, 24 on my first level. So on my those were pretty decent rolls. So an additional 24 hit points of sleepy time. I go, it's your sleepy time now, and I point at the other two.
And just like they had both drank some chamomile tea, they both slump together and fall to the ground.
And because I'm slower than you, I come like sidling up, like holding my side, like, they're asleep. They're asleep, Black Claw. They're asleep. Just don't scratch them up. Let's just get the keys off of them. Come on, let's go. And we start rummaging through their bodies.
I resist the urge to knead at them and instead start going through their pockets and shit.
Okay.
I hate to be the one to ask, John, how long does this last for?
1 minute.
Well, that's forever in D&D time. That's fine.
Yeah, it's like 100 rounds.
Yes. All right. I want you both to roll another D20 for me. No adding anything. Just
We're
do it.
We're doing it. We're rolling D20s.
11.
Ooh. 17.
Nice.
Okay. All right. So Black Claws, you find the set of keys.
Nice.
And Soot, you find 6 gold.
Yay!
Just to let you know, I rolled 2d20s to see how much gold you would get, and I only rolled 6 between the two of them.
I say, oh, they've got nothing on them, and I put the 6 gold coins in my.
Oh, I tell you, being a guard doesn't pay what you would think.
So 6 add. I got back all the gold I gave out to bribe them.
is it this guy? Was it this guy?
I don't know. There was nothing on him, as I said before.
Hey, we should take their cloaks.
we probably should take the cloak. We should Star Wars the shit out of this.
Yeah. So I roll him over or untie it and then roll him over, take the cloak and
fasten the cloak. They're magnificent cloaks, probably.
Should we tie them up really quick?
Definitely tie them up. We drag them to a tree and tie them. And I put two bolts through their heads. As I did that other bitch who crossed me. No, we don't do anything like that. Nothing like that happens.
So what do you do? Are you using rope to tie them up? What are you using to tie them up?
Yeah, no, we definitely have rope, which we can cut.
We transferred it from my inventory to Black Claw's inventory a moment ago.
Yeah. We probably don't. Fuck. I take the other. So there's four guys. So I, hey, cut strips off of those cloaks. And while he's doing that, I tie, start hog tying these guys. And then when he's got everything, then we stuff shit in their mouth so they can't start
going. Oh, yeah. We're stuffing. Good. Yep. Binding.
Smart. I was hoping you would be smart enough to do that because I was like, they're going to yell as soon as you guys leave.
Oh, yeah, so. They're stuffing their cloaks in their mouths. It's binding them.
Less tightly, I tie that around, right? So it's in their mouth. And then our rope is so they can't spit it out.
Yeah. We loop them all together. So they're all tied together, hog tied together.
Yeah. Because even if they wake up at that point, it doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah.
So he quickly rips strips, stuff it in their mouth, tie that first, tie their arms and feet. And even if they're waking up at that point, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm going to say that one of your ropes has to go.
Yeah. That's fine.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. I'm out. Yeah, I have no rope in my inventory anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So now Black Claws only has one rope instead of two. Sad.
Well, and I would assume that we don't have like our adventuring packs on us as we try to sneak in. Like I could see we probably brought a rope in case we need to scale the wall, but now we probably have no rope at all. I feel like that makes sense, right?
Yeah. I mean, I might only have the blunderbuss. Like that's like strapped upon me and maybe a dagger.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. If we punch out all of their teeth, you can load them in the blunderbuss.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Amazing. Yes. We just start punching teeth.
Oh, wait, there's some rocks over here.
Wait, I'll just use rocks.
Shit. I start trying to push the teeth back.
Yeah, get them back in the mouth.
No, we don't do that.
At some point, you're going to have to find somebody that's going to be able to clean that blunderbuss because there's no way you're going to be able to shoot that many rocks or teeth or whatever out of it without somebody having to check it at some point. Maintenance. Yes.
We've never used it even.
I need some oils. Yeah. I think I've fired it once.
Nice.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you did. Yeah.
I did shoot it once. I don't remember in what circumstance, but yeah.
Just make sure we grab some forks if we get inside.
Yeah, I got some. I still have a little bit of ammo left.
Things? Okay, great. Yeah, that's a legal problem. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you stole silverware last time you were somewhere that was silverware was.
Well, let me just check. Yeah, I have two sets of nice silvered silverware.
We might want to hold those in case we run into a werewolf or something.
So I have a fanny pack. That's really the only thing I'm wearing right now. It probably makes sense that all I have is the blunderbuss and a dagger.
Fanny pack of holding.
I have a fanny pack that's got two sets of silvered silverware and a ring with a gem that has swirly stuff in it. That's it. So prepared.
You definitely didn't bring the fanny pack. Otherwise, you'd be jingle jangles.
Jingle jangling. Okay, no fanny pack. All right, I'm fanny packless. I've got nothing but my blunderbuss strapped to my back.
I mean, you can bring it if you want. I would not suggest it, but
no, I think
this is like me basically giving it to you, but whatever.
No. I think it's. I've got my blunderbuss and I've got a little pouch full of shot or whatever the hell goes into blunderbuss.
Yeah. You could bring your fanny pack. I wouldn't advise bringing the silverware.
Yeah, we're doing stealth, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that you've got a big fucking massive gun that will make a loud noise if you use it.
Yeah, wasn't it like just right? It will explode like it with noise. So that's
yes.
But you can still use it as a cloak.
I can. It is yes, an improvised weapon.
All right, let's try the gate.
All right, you got the key. Excellent.
I do.
I definitely have jingle jangle keys. Good. All right, we scurry.
Yep. So you turn around the corner to go to the front of the gate, and there are still those two guards manning it.
Damn it!
Those are not the two guards that were that came to accost you.
Oh, okay.
We only need to get close. Just act like you own the place.
Act like I don't know if they're going to fall. Let me hold on. Let me see. What do I have here?
We both have extremely high charisma.
I'm going to take a second and change into Sauron the Fashion Elf.
They were humans.
Ooh.
You should look like one of those guys.
Okay, so we're doing that. Okay, fine. All right, so I'll just stay in my human form then. All right. Nondescript human. I changed into one of the guys that I took the cloak off of.
That's what I just said.
Now he gets it.
Play this. I'm not doing this anymore.
I mean, we walked him a little bit, but he got there.
Ever go off book and trying to play something different. Yes, I do it. I turn into one of those guys.
And I get behind him and I let him lead and I have the hood up and down, right? Because they're big droopy fucking cloaks back then.
Well, what if I just make you invisible?
Well, but I have a cloak and everything.
Okay, you know what? I like this. Let's just see if it works. We are two guards out for a stroll. We're leaving them.
Maybe, hold on. So like we're around the corner looking. Maybe if you do make me invisible, because you look like the other guy, and you can say that the rest of them went in because you have to like take a leak, right? You're like, I just came back around. They said they had it. You know, I had to take a leak.
I like that.
You know, and I give you the keys, so you have the keys.
I have the keys. I put them in my inventory.
Can you cast a bunch of spells still? Like
I got like three more uses of sleep.
Oh, nice.
As a first level spell and two more uses as a second level spell. I could fucking put this whole campus asleep right now.
You want to knock those guys out? Then
I'm wondering if I should just knock these two guys out.
Like you look like the guy, right? So like I'll wait here. You walk up, you say, hey, it's nappy time or whatever the hell you were saying.
Yeah, I'm just going to put them to sleep. Yeah. We'll drag those guys off to the woods.
Yeah. We got to
put a couple of bolts in their heads. And then we got the, I'm not going to do that. I'll walk up and I'll put them to sleep. I'll just say it's sleepy time and then I'll put them to sleep. You hang back.
But then they're going to wake up in a minute, right? Like it's going to take us longer than a minute.
Yeah, but then we'll be inside the gate by then.
But then they're going to know that somebody put them to sleep. But so if I'm invisible and you just go through, even if they're mad, right, they got to lay in because you're like fucking Bob or whatever.
Yeah. So I won't put them to sleep. I'll just go in. I'll just say, hey, guys, I got to take it. Okay. That's what I'll do.
All right. So make me invisible.
All right. Boink. I make him invisible. He's invisible now.
Why would you say it like that? Well, you just have to.
Boink. I know him. It's the words. I can't help what words I have to say.
All right. Boink. I hold my hands up and I see if I can see myself.
Can he see himself? All right, let's do this. Ooh. And I start really just diving deep into my performance, and I'm holding. I am actually holding in piss, right? Because I probably really do. And I go like hopping around the wall, and I go up to the guys. Guys, I gotta get in. Oh, I take the key out just to show that I have the key, and I am the guy. I go, they gave me some. Oh, I gotta go take a leak. I have to hit the head and other guard words for bathrooms.
Excuse me, I say guys. Telepathically in your head, tell them you gotta take a shit. Otherwise, because you could have just pissed in the woods, right?
Right. Yeah. What did I say? Did I say piss?
Maybe. I don't know.
All right.
Just fart.
Oh, I really gotta poop. Guys, I gotta poop. I start taking the key out. Like I'm not even like they know it's me. It's me. So I go to take the key out to go take a poop.
So one of the guards looks at you, goes, hey Gerald, what happened to your voice?
Oh my god, have you never had like a serious like attack? It changes everything about you. It changes you to your core. Come on. You're telling me you have perfect digestive systems? This is the Middle Ages. No one has a good digestive system.
I don't think I've ever seen you hit this note, George or Gerald.
That's what I'm telling you. Oh, it's got it. It's a really good pain. Please, out of my way. I start to push past them and put the key in the keyhole.
So then, as you go to do it, the one guy stops you or whatever. He's like, Gerald, where's your brain, man? You got to take down the spell.
All right, well, I take down this. You got to do it for me. I can't think. I can't focus on what it didn't. I can't focus on what it takes to do this. Please. Oh,
seriously, Gerald, it's one word. Why can't you speak that one word? It's easy.
Because, please help me. I'm trying to convince him to do it because I don't know the word.
All right, roll me a performance check.
I will. I will do it. Oh, 13 plus 8. So that is 21. 21.
Yeah. So yeah, he's just kind of like, whoa, Gerald. Okay, don't shit yourself out here. You're going to get us in trouble. Where's the other guys, by the way? Where's the other guy?
I might. Oh, they're doing the rounds. I don't have time for this. They're doing the rounds.
All right, fine. And he actually, you don't hear him say it because he kind of puts his hands over his mouth.
Yeah,
and he puts it into a spot, and he actually says the words into a certain spot.
Nice.
Or the word. And the thing comes down, and he's like, all right, get out of here, man. I don't want any on.
Invisible. Can I get up behind him? Like when he starts to go towards the door, can I get up behind him and try to make a perception check? Because there's no check listen.
You're trying to listen to what he says.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah. You're like a ghost.
It's 12 total.
Yeah. You go to hear it and you hear like it all. It sounds like it's like one syllable, but for some reason you just can't quite hear what he's saying.
No, because I can't get right up on him, right? Because he's gonna stand up and I can't like some like trying my ears are twitching. Nobody could see him, but you know they're doing that thing.
But there, it's happening.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, it smells like he hasn't had a bath in a little while. Step back a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So you put the key in the door. It opens. You push your way through. I want Black Claws to roll me a stealth check.
Do I get advantage since I'm
probably get
invisible?
Yeah. Sorry. I did that for a dramatic effect. I was
thinking 14 is my highest.
All right. So yeah. So you make a little noise, but nothing that alerts them to what's going on or whatever, you know. And you go through the gate with Soot. And Soot, do you close the door behind you, or do you let them close it?
I would awkwardly slam the door, like trying to appear like you close the door after you go through it. If you're a guard, you know, like, thanks, fellas. Oh, and I slam the door.
Yeah. So as you're closing the door, you hear the other guy say, boy, that guy's got some really interesting bowels. It's just like all the time with this guy.
Nice.
All right. So you are inside the school. Inside, there are guards all over the place. So, like, you can see, like, the different buildings. You'll see, like, two guards in this guarding this building, two guards guarding this building. There's patrols of, like, one or two guards every once in a while in certain spots of the college itself. So I'll kind of paint a word picture here just so people kind of know. So, like, I'm going to make it real simple. So, you know, the school is a square because of the because of how it's set up, because of the walls. And then we're going to say there are in four of the corners, there are buildings. And then there is one kind of in the dead center towards the back. And that's actually the tower that Black Claws exploded. And there's also on the right side, halfway between the buildings and the corners, there's a small building on the right, and that is the library.
And we're supposed to meet him behind the library?
Behind the library, correct.
Okay. Did you happen to be sketching that out? Because it looked like you were drawing it. I was hoping you were going to like show us something.
Believe me, it's not much. It's just this. It's not.
Okay. Yeah.
Nothing there. It's just, there's some buildings. There's a star on the tower. There's one that says library. That's about
it. Okay. Yep. Cool.
And like Black Claws knows, like each building that's there has certain classes there. So like one is like where the dark magic used to be. You know, one of them's like light magic. One of them's restorative magic. You know, just things that you would see.
Mm-hmm. It's like the color wheel. But of magic.
Yeah, exactly.
The primary colors of magic.
Yep.
All right. I'm following Soot's lead, so I assume that we're heading towards
It's Jorfin time.
Yeah.
Let's go. I might have
nothing happened. It's fine. Let's go to the back of the library.
I assume that once you're in, you kind of go back to like a normal yeah. gait. Or you, yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It takes me a second because I played the shit out of that. Literal shit. Yeah.
Jesus. Okay. So I'm sorry. What were you talking about? Did you say you were changing into somebody else, or were you staying the same?
No, he's not acting like he's taking shit anymore.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
But we'll
casual keep the outfit casual on. Walks yeah. instead of pee pee poo poo walks.
Yeah, maybe like sneaking too, trying to be sneaky. Or I shouldn't have to be sneaky. No, we walk with purpose.
Yeah, you're whatever that guy's name is that I didn't write down.
I definitely didn't hear it.
So like every once in a while you walk by and someone's like, "Hey, Gerald," and
yeah.
You know, and then you got somebody that's just like, "Hey, Jerry."
Hey, I give him little finger guns.
Yeah, and he's like, "What happened to your voice, Jerry?"
Gotta poop. And I just blow by it, just plow through it. Just
wasn't gonna stick with the poop thing, but gonna go with the poop thing anyway.
Yeah, I'm walking with purpose. Just I'm walking like I have to poop.
Nice. Damn it. I like it. It's fun. Yeah,
we're adults.
Have you roll me a stealth check as soon as you start to want to go behind the library. Because nobody is walking behind the building.
Totally. That is a 10. I'm on the lower side. Plus stealth is 7. 17.
Wow. Why do I even have you roll? Okay. So
because I could also roll 2.
Just to hope to hope that you roll a critical fail. Yeah. So like nobody takes, nobody really takes notice except for one guy is like, "Oh, that guy's really got to pee." You know, like they just assume that you're going to go behind there to go pee because you have the walk of having to go to the bathroom. So they just assume you're not going to take a shit out here. So they're like,
that's what they know.
Just to keep up appearances, I poop in the back and then I go in. I'll show them.
Should I roll performance again to change it to pee?
Oh, there you go.
God damn it.
From poop to pee. Jesus, that one.
The Gerald the Guard story.
That's right.
He's never going to live it down.
Book of Gerald.
Poor bastard. He's going to wake up hogtied in the forest.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. Joe, what happened? You had to poop really bad. Now you're tied up here? Yeah. So you get to the back of the building. I want you both to roll me another perception check, please. Black Claws, you can roll with advantage.
Nice.
12. And my perception's
a dirty 20. Rolled an 18.
14 total for soot.
Okay. Yeah. So you're looking for any sign of like, why are we back here? What is happening? Kind of thing. So you kind of look and you're like, okay, well, Jorfin said to meet back here at midnight, and here we are. It's midnight. We're back here. You know, I should have some kind of sign. You don't see anything. Black Claws, you look on the back of the building and you're just kind of looking for something, looking for Jorfin, looking, and you see symbols on the back of the wall in a secret language that you and your friends made up while you were at the school.
Okay.
And it reads, "Speak the words, speak the name, don't dawdle, do not play games." Let's see. I don't want to have you roll for that because I feel like you wouldn't know it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I assume we have some sort of cant that we're all familiar with, right? Like, it might take me a minute to be like, "Oh man, I haven't thought about that in forever." what was that again? Oh shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. Right.
Yeah. So you remember that back when you guys were together, like, you weren't really part of any groups. You weren't considered special in the eyes of the school, but you all found each other.
Yeah.
And you decided to make up your own little group, and you decided to make your name that you thought would be cute at the time, and you named yourselves the Outcasters.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
It's a double meaning of being outcast but also casting spells.
Mm-hmm. So he says he puts an invisible paw on Soot's shoulder, and then he points with the other paw, and then he's like, Oh shit! Right, up on the wall. That's a language that's the cant that we came up with. Ah. We named ourselves the Outcasters, and in hushed tones, he says it. You know, almost kind of like whispering it in your ear.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's okay. I get it. Yeah, that's cool.
Does anything happen?
Yeah. As soon as you say that, the wall where the writing was on pushes in and slides to the left.
Oh.
Ah, after you.
This seems okay. Yeah, I'll lead the way into your secret base as a dressed as a guard in full guard costume. I'll break a spell on his invisibility though, because should you keep it?
I should probably keep it because we probably gonna have to try to figure a way to get out of here.
How long does invisibility last again?
An hour.
It's concentration for an hour. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Yeah, you keep it, and I'll walk into the secret lair of your old friends as a guard.
It'll be fine.
Everything's gonna work out, and we just go through. I just start bombing on in.
So am I familiar with this space? Okay, so maybe I do go in front of you. Not that it helps, because he can see through me. But I'm assuming.
Oh yeah, you're going on ahead to check it out.
Yeah. So I wait here for a moment, and then I assume the door. Do I have to say the words for the door to close, or does it close after close, we walk in automatically?
Yeah.
No, you have to speak the words again for it to shut.
Okay, I do so. Okay. And then I leave him there, and then I proceed forward into the space.
Okay. So
trailing over certain things and, kind of looking at, stuff that's maybe scrawled on the walls or whatever.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So there's like the secret language that you guys made up is written on the walls.
Yeah.
So it's like some things are actually like spells that are written in your code. So like if somebody forgets how to use a spell, it's written on the side. Some of it's kids being kids. So like one of them says like part of it's one of the things says like Dyrus Coggle is a douchebag or something, something to that effect, that kind of thing.
Right.
You've got writing that says like Altair loves Samantha or something like that. And it always pissed Altair off because he always was like in love with this girl, but she didn't know he existed and stuff like that. So every time you guys picked on him, he just hated it. But then you scrawled it on the wall and just pissed him off every time. And you go downstairs into this basement part of this library. And there are surprisingly a lot of books down there as well. And there are a few like couches and chairs kind of strewn about, and sitting there waiting for you is Altair, Saren, and Jorfen.
What was the middle one?
I'm sorry,
Altair. Altair. What was the second one?
Altair, Saren, Seren, and Jorfen.
Okay, I should probably bring up that sheet
just so
I'm talking to.
Just so we, I think I described these people before, but if I don't, this will just be a refresher. So, Altair Kalaruk is a human female, goth type, just very...
That's hot.
Talks almost like... Shoot, what's his name? Ah, shit. I'm trying to think of the guy. Like Ben Stein almost. Just kind of like that weird monotone, like, doesn't get you a lot of attention, but if it does, it's kind of in a weird way kind of thing. He is wearing a t-shirt that has Cyclops on it.
No!
Everybody loves Cyclops.
So it looks like a band t-shirt, like he went to like one of his like concerts or whatever and got the t-shirt or whatever, he did just enough to get through school, wasn't really good at anything, but just kind of went through it. Saren Thornheart is a female tiefling who was at the time was a very talented wizard that gets good grades, but never really fit in with everybody else. Like she looks the part of someone who'd be a popular person at a school, but she never really made it as far as that. Very talkative and very positive, but just one of those that she never quite got into with the in crowd. So she ended up, finding a home with you guys. And then, of course, Jorfin, Yezrin. I won't speak upon if Black Claws is best friends with Jorfin, but Jorfin feels like Black Claws is his best friend. He's a male half-elf. A male half-elf. I just realized I like whispered part of that or whatever. He has some innate ability that got him into school. Works really hard to get good grades and does okay. And you always thought that he had something special, but you never saw it come out.
Okay.
And of course, missing is Osethra.
Right, right. I think he stands there for a minute, right? Just taking in the scene. Do they sense it, right? Because they're all fucking mages of some various caliber, wizards or sorcerers or whatever. Does anybody sense the fact that I'm standing there? I mean, I'm a cat, right? So like, I'm super quiet.
Yeah. Let's just say like they don't, because they're all kind of talking, and it's almost like Saren is kind of taking up the whole conversation. Cause she's just like, he said he'd be here at midnight. It's already, she looks at her. I don't know.
That's
sundial. I don't know what, I don't know what you have back then. And she's just like, it's five minutes after midnight. He said he'd be here at midnight. I just don't trust that something feels off. And Jorfin's like, it's okay. He will be here. Trust me. He will be here. His friend said so.
I think he just says, I didn't think that my sense of punctuality would be the thing that would that you would remember the most.
Yeah. So then you kind of pop into existence as you say that.
I'm still invisible.
Right?
Oh, you're doing a Cheshire Cat thing. I love it.
Yeah.
So he's controlling the spell. So as long as he's concentrating and I don't attack anybody, I'm invisible.
Yeah, you're all good. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you Saren like jumps onto Altair's lap and is like, what was that? You know, and Jorfin kind of laughs or whatever. He's like, calm down, calm down. It's Black Claws, of course. Where are you, friend?
I am here. And he like knocks on the table, like he's standing next to a wooden table, just knocks on the table.
Yeah.
It is not so easy to gain access to the school anymore.
And he kind of laughs and he says, well, you know, it's really interesting, Black Claws, because getting into the school was actually pretty easy until somebody decided to blow it up.
That again?
I mean, I haven't seen you in like so long. It took, I don't know, an emergency for you to come and say hello again?
Well, in fact, you still haven't seen me now. And he just laughs.
He takes a book and he like throws it in your direction.
I quite easily catch, because I'm a cat. Yeah. So there's just a disembodied book just floating. And I say, don't be alarmed. My friend is here in another guise. Just be cool. And I say, oh, what would I wouldn't. Well, I guess he probably would say Sook, because I don't think he would think about it. Like, I think in the moment it wouldn't register to him to call you anything. But so he says, Sook, come down. They're here. It's not just Jorfin.
Excellent. And it just comes like walking down the hallway, just shaking his head like, use my name, use my name. No names.
Oh, sorry. Jerry.
It's like, oh yes, right. This is awkward. And hello, Jorfin.
And Saren actually looks at Soot and is like, ooh. Of all the disguises, you picked Gerald? Gerald, what a sleazeball.
I didn't really know. Oh, I'm sorry. And I'll break concentration so that Soot can be visible again. We were doing a thing. See, he's in costume. We took some guard uniforms, and I did what I had to do.
And Altair actually like shakes Saren because she's still sitting in Altair's lap. And Altair will be like, hey, look, He's a ghost, but he's not. He's got a book, and he's visible now.
So just like turns his head, like what?
I thought you were gonna. It's fine. He puts the book on the table. I think he walks forward and, you know, like shakes hands and, you know, gives hugs, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah. Well, what would you do? What is there? Is it a handshake? Is it hugs? What is it?
I mean, I think he probably shakes hands with Altair and Jorfin and gives Saren a hug.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, it's like back slaps and hugs all around. It's they're all very pleasantly surprised to see you, and like you can tell it's been a bit. Jorfin has a little bit of sadness behind his greeting or whatever, but everyone else or the other two seem psyched to see you.
So I think after like a couple of minutes of like everybody sort of like talking over each other and all that kind of stuff, I say, I think he just throws it out. He's like, the whole land is in peril. The king has been replaced by Eric the Guileful. He has returned from the wastes. It is he who has put the prohibition on, to use his air quotes, dark magic.
And Saren looks at you like with like suspicious eyes, and she's like, Eric the Guileful? He's dead. How could he be?
It was never proven. It was never proven. Suspicion was that he fled into the wastes. We saw the king. We saw the king riding through town. The king, as you know, had lost his arm in combat. But yet when we saw, again, he uses air quotes, the king, he had his arm returned.
So because of this, you think that Eric the Guileful is behind it?
Well, there are other extenuating circumstances, and he kind of like looks over side eye at Soot. We have been involved in a number of different things since my expulsion from the school. All things point towards this.
Yes, I have to concur.
Jorfin kind of looks at you and like kind of smirks a little bit, but also again looks like he's got a darkness behind his smile, and he says, why do I feel like you're a part of this? Like something, like you're not the cause of it, but why does trouble always seem to follow you?
Well, I mean, I will own to the fact that cats are naturally assholes. So I get into some things, curiosity. Don't say it. It's okay if I say it. You don't say it. It's been interesting. We have found ourselves involved.
Intertwined, as it may be.
Well, I said I was sorry. I didn't know.
I just look at you. I'm just.
Who could have guessed?
Who indeed?
You stabbed yourself with the dagger.
Granted, but it was, Fine. I did do it. I did stab myself with a dagger. But I was trying to save you.
So then Jorfin looks at you two and says, well, if this is true, what is his end goal?
Big sigh. I think he like flops down on a chair and he says, fuck, I don't remember. It's been so long since we played. Out of character, do I have some supposition? I know that he said that I was a problem. I mean, his goal is to take over, right?
Yeah, we don't think, right? Like, bring the yellow.
Well, the Yellow King had contacted me, right, as an avatar of that. That's like a whole different thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a whole other thing.
I think he says the goal of anyone who wields that kind of power is more power. I mean, he was defeated in his last attempt to take over the seven towns in this area. Being such as that work no insult. They dwell and stew and wait for their chance to return. I, for whatever reason, this seems to be the time. He has pieces that had been set in place who knows how long ago.
And you see Jorfinn kind of like mull over it and stuff like that, and he says, well, I've heard rumors of something happening. This Yellow King, did you say the Yellow King at all, or did you just...
I did not. That was our meta conversation.
Gotcha. He says, I feel like there is something going on behind the scenes that's unseen to many, and for some reason everyone knows. I have seen what has happened to the school, and I've seen what's happened to the Sapphire Coast. It used to be charming. It used to be fun. And now it seems like, just like today feels like there's a calm before the storm, and I don't like it.
What stories have you heard? I'd be interested to know, right? Like, I'm trying to find out whether or not anybody knows what's going on with me in particular.
Yeah, you want to see. What did you hear?
There's some fucking like Cthulhu shit, huh? That's weird.
Yeah, well, crazy. We should probably stop that.
I mean, because everybody at the school would probably know, right? Like, even if they didn't know, they would have heard at some point, right? Like, everybody knows what happened.
Yeah, for sure.
And these guys would have known for sure.
Yeah. Well, he says, strange markings have been appearing all over. Stars in certain patterns, lit up in yellow shapes. No one really knows what to think of them, but wherever they appear, it feels like something bad seems to happen. Doesn't matter if it's marked on a building, if it's marked on the ground. It feels like whatever happens, wherever it's marked, something stirs.
Do they know what that means? Like, would they, right? Because this is the sort of thing that's like most people, again, right? Like, people don't necessarily choose a dark patron like that, right? So, like, I think it's like how they teach, you know, certain subjects, and like, yeah, this time we're not really going to talk about it. So, like, does the wizard school, like, they don't teach in depth about like Cthulhu and those sorts of things, right? Like, people know that it's a thing in general, right? Like, we know that, you know, the Nazis murdered a bunch of people, or like, yeah, the settlers, you know, like, they murdered Indians, but like, hey, we're not gonna, like, you know, whatever, like treaties, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of shit just gets glossed over. Do they teach that part of the magic like that? Like, yeah, there's some shit over there, you know, we're not really gonna talk about it, don't worry about it.
Yeah. And I think that's, I we'll go with that, because I feel like that's kind of what we talked about before, especially when you guys got in trouble with doing dark magic, is that, you know, it was one of those things where it's like, okay, this thing is known. It's just, you won't know about it because we're not going to teach you that part of it.
Right.
Kind of thing. And there's other things to do with that.
And I think some of it too, like when you get into the theory, like there's no good, bad, or indifferent, right? Like, it's all about intention, focus of will, right? Like, dark magic, right? It's all shades of gray. Kind of thing.
Yeah, dark magic starts as magic. It, right. How you use it makes it light or dark or whatever.
So I think my tail droops a little bit and my ears kind of come forward some. I look to see whether or not they understand that. Like, do I get some sense? Like, he's like, these things show up and like bad shit happens. But is there like a level of like understanding that's happening? I don't know if that would be like an insight roll or...
Yeah, go for it.
Great. I don't have that. I got 12.
Nice. Yeah, it seems like everybody but Altair seem to understand it.
We have seen such a sign ourselves in whatever the town was. I think there's a long pause like there is right now, and I think he just says, if we do nothing, he is coming. And then, and, you know, Jorfinn, I was going to say, if nobody says anything right away, he says, the stars are right.
And you notice that Jorfinn kind of squints his eyes at you when you say that and looks down to the ground.
I think he like slowly like unbuttons the top handful of buttons.
Holy shit. Things are getting sexy in here, people.
And you know, pulls it open so that they can see, because I think they would have seen it, right? Like, it's dorm bathrooms. It's not like you could fucking hide that, right?
Yeah.
Of course, exactly. It was, like, right at the very end. Like, it's not like you got kicked out, like, that night kind of thing, but also, like, it was, like, right at the very end. Yeah.
Okay. So, Jorfin looks up as when you do that or whatever, and his eyes kind of widen when he sees the stars, and he says, a while back, I had heard that somebody had come through and ransacked the library and stolen some of the books that were here. I've been working here so long, like, my mind's a vault for what's here. I knew exactly what was taken.
I raise an eyebrow.
I didn't think anything of it at the time because I just assumed that that's just somebody just trying to pull a prank, you know? Probably a few weeks later, they just reappeared. So I took them off the shelf just curious to see why someone would even bother to return them. I found a book called The Stars at the Edge of Sanity. And within the book, it talks about when the stars of the true one align, that the great one will liberate the worthy and raise them to a new level of understanding. It also alludes to the streets sinking under the weight of the simpleton's ashes swept away in black waters. The Betrayal is another such book that tells about the deception that Hali brought to the Great Old One when he promised to bring an army that was larger, more loyal, and more powerful than the Great Old One had ever known, and stole the army away from the most powerful one and fled to another realm to rule with. This army was branded with the star light of the Great Old One and could do things no mortal creature could do. And he starts unbuttoning his shirt as he continues to talk. The Yellow Structure is another book I have found that talked of the Church of Hali, where creatures far and wide came to seek wisdom and freedom, but instead were fraught with pain and madness. As I read these books, I felt something stir within me, something that I did not trust, I did not like, but it took hold over me, and I could not make it go away. I drew within myself, besides working at the library and reading these books day in and day out, I did not do much else. I did not see much light.
I look crestfallen right now. This is echoes what has happened to me.
You see Saren and Altair kind of like give very solemn looks to Jorfin as he talks and says, if not for my friends, I feel like I would have been driven mad myself. At one point, something spoke within me, made me draw a dagger. I almost did something unspeakable.
I look at Soot.
Soot squints at you.
But if not for the
love of my eyes, I point at your eyes.
He says, if not for the love and the courage and the wisdom of these two, I don't know what would have happened. And he looks down as you see his shirt unbuttoned as well. And he has stars on him as well that are not lit up, but are in a pattern that are unsimilar to yours.
Unsimilar? So I see, like, you know, I just, you know, again, I kind of look crestfallen as he's telling a story. And, you know, he starts to undo his shirt. I'm like, no. And I, you know, slowly get to my feet. And I, you know, start to approach him as he's telling the story till he, you know, untucks the last bit. And I can see that the stars are wrong. And then I take a step back and I say, well, I don't like this. he says, fuck, I need a minute. Unless Soot says something in the interim, I'm going to need a minute.
I think Soot's just kind of looking back and forth, like just thinking about it and just like kind of confused. And then, so you've got these two, he says to him. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, but those are not the marks that we bear. They could only be the mark of the Beguiler.
Well, how do you know yours aren't the mark of the Beguiler?
I have seen things.
Didn't he just say that he's seen things?
Yeah.
We're all seeing things.
And yet the stars are wrong. He tells of the one who would lead a great army against the great old one.
So our stars will lead a great, well, will bring forward the old one, and his stars will lead a great army against the old one.
And I look to Jorfinn.
And Jorfinn actually had his head down at the time, and he does not look up from you, and tears start dropping from his eyes to hit the ground.
I say, maybe more savagely than I intend to, he just says, how could you? You saw what I went through. It was not even my choice. I had been chosen. I'd been marked. I had been made a vessel. And yet you, after seeing that, took this mark upon yourself? Why?
The tears stop hitting the floor. He looks up to you with tear-filled eyes, and he says in a kind of matching your tone, maybe even more seethingly, he says, do you think for 1 minute I had a choice? These books spoke to me, controlled me. I did not have the control. I did not. And he like puts his hands down his chest. Want this. I never asked for this.
I look at the other two for confirmation. Like they're like, you know, yeah,
tell that they're both scared at what's happening, well, at this exchange that's happening between you two.
I mean, I get that. I mean, I didn't ask for these.
Soot starts undoing his buttons.
Yeah, like, you know, if we're doing this, I mean, let's do it. And I start unbuttoning. I say, see, I got them too. I got the same ones and the big scar because I actually did stab myself.
And like Jorfinn breaks his anger and he looks to you and he like stops and he says, oh no, what have you done? We're going to cut it there.
I didn't do anything.
Fuck you. I didn't choose this either. Fuck you.
I didn't even want to stab myself. Now I'm confused. My stars appeared before I stabbed myself, right? That was a whole separate thing, right?
That was a whole separate thing, yeah.
Okay. Okay, before I, in my mind and in my notes, join them as one. Well, this is interesting. God, we're going to fight in this little room, aren't we?
Wizard battle!
Wizard battle! Dark magic battle! Bah, bah, bah. Damn.
Well, shit.
Yes.
Didn't see that coming.
Nope.
It was cool when you said the stars are wrong. I had a lot of enjoyment out of that. The stars are wrong.
This fucker likes the beguiler. Shit.
So, oh my God. Okay. All right. So he had like a similar, did I read that right? It's like a similar thing, except it's not the old one. It's the beguiler. And he branded him.
That's what I assume.
Yeah. In much the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
Good. Great. Fine. Maybe your stars are wrong and his are right.
Yeah. And
whose stars are right? This.
Just because he's marked doesn't mean he's a follower either. Necessarily.
Okay.
Well, right. Well, it's kind of the same thing for me.
Yeah.
Really? Like,
Question mark until you go full bore.
Well, so yeah. Like I've never actively tried to like summon or wake Cthulhu as much as like, you know, being open to
using his powers that he's given,
right? And like bringing like in some like crazy underwater demons and riding them through the sky.
Look, it's like getting really like fucking
you,
high,
but I love all the shit you give me that I can just do evil things with, but not evil because we're all good.
But it's like getting really high and then like doing some fucked up stuff and then you wake up in the morning. Like, you didn't choose to do that stuff.
I'm not trying to summon him, but I'm not trying to summon him.
I have never once tried to summon Cthulhu.
No, that is true. That is true.
That'll hold up in court.
There is no proof.
Just I'll put my hand on evidence. My skin book and swear.
Nice. I'm sure he'll believe you then.
skin book.
Yes. The skin book has crossed its fingers behind its back, so all bets are off.
Fuck, who left those fingers on there?
Everything, yeah, right? Skin book has crossed
fingers. I saw the skin. I saw the one eyeball, but yeah. I never saw the fingers.
Oh, boy. Shit. We're not getting out of here, are we? You have to finish off the rest of the school. You got to blow all the rest of it up.
Look, just put them to sleep.
Yeah, we're going to put everyone to sleep in this room. I will blow now put the you at 10th level,
so now you can put everyone to sleep. Game over, because no one can do anything, because everybody's sleeping.
Hey, I need it. I need those sleep spells. That's how I get out of everything. Oh, shit! Yeah. Put everybody to sleep! Run away.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.